What we have to understand is that Chris Gayle, who caused all the damage today against Zimbabwe, is a very, very fine player. Now, he has been out of form for a long time, especially in this format of the game, which is the 50-over format of the game. Unfortunately for Zimbabwe, they were the ones who bore the brunt and who experienced the rather unpleasant taste of what it is like to be on the receiving end today. Chris Gayle scored a magnificent 215, which, of course, is the first time that anybody has scored a double hundred in a World Cup match. They have scored double hundreds in one-day internationals, but not in a World Cup match. And that's exactly what happened today. As for Zimbabwe, well, the problems with them was yet again with their bowling. The bowling, especially towards the back end of the innings, was very disappointing, as it was against the South Africans and as it was against the United Arab Emirates. But this time today, they'd really be paid. So 372 was always going to be a little too much for Zimbabwe.
When you look at Zimbabwe's performance today, who would you give credit to?
You do have to give Zimbabwe some credit in the way that they went about the circle. They didn't just try and block out the 50 overs. Not at all. They decided to be as positive as they possibly can and ended up being bowled out for 289. Thanks to good contributions from Sean Williams, who made 76, and Craig Irvin, 52. Creditable as Zimbabwe batted, the point is that Zimbabwe have now played 3 games in the World Cup and only won 1. And with tough assignments against Pakistan, Ireland and India to come, you find it very, very unlikely that Zimbabwe will progress to the next round.